God's word for our consideration this evening. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to lift us up. God's word to encourage us on the path of life as God's redeemed children in Christ is from the gospel lesson, concentrating on one verse. The last verse of our text tonight, and it said, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them." So for God's word, for our consideration, for our pondering, for our nourishment and guidance this evening. Oh, if I had been there. If I had been there when Jesus was born. If I had been there when the shepherds arrived. If I had been there when the crowd started coming, a multitude that heard about Jesus, the newborn King, Jesus Christ, would that have brought me more joy? Oh, to have been there, to be there among the cave, to be there about the feeding trough, to be there with the baby Jesus lying in that feeding trough with swaddling clothes, not being made of any big deal. But that had brought me more joy to grab hold of, more joy to live with. And maybe it's more joy to be in heaven, to be in heaven and singing with the angel choirs when Jesus was born. God's Son that was born of a virgin, God's Son that was given to the people on earth to save. That has brought me more joy. You know, as we think about our lives, as we think about our earthly lives, what brings joy? What brings that joy into our lives? Well, each and every Christmas, we go around the tree and we pass out gifts. And in years past, when my family and I got around the tree, you didn't know what you got. Now you give a list to all of your relatives who are going to pass out gifts so that they give you what you want. Joy. What is joy realized? In our world, you can see the commercials. The one commercial that I've seen time and time again has been a young man wakes up on Christmas morning and he stops. His feet come down onto the bed and he rushes downstairs and he opens up the curtain and there's nothing in the driveway. Now he does that when he's a teenager, when he's a young adult, and finally when he's a father, he comes by and he comes by that same window and he sees his joy out there in the driveway with a red ribbon all over. Or the one that I've seen time and time again, and I've commented, Karen, how many times we've seen this commercial, is this couple is walking up this snowfield road, and she says, he says, I got a gift for you. And he whistles, and out of the snow jumps his puppy. Well, it's been on TV for I don't know how many years, so the puppy should be a full-grown dog, but anyway. Then she says, I've got a gift for you too, and out comes this big, huge truck. The joy that our world sets upon is those things that would lift us up in the materialistic world. But see, God gives us a better joy. God gives us Jesus Christ as the babe of Bethlehem. God gives us peace in this Jesus, peace that's not given to the world as the world gives, but gives as God gives in Jesus Christ. Because he's the Savior, years later, who said to his disciples, "Peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." He also says to the disciples, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the baby Jesus. This is the one we celebrate tonight. This is the one who brings us joy, who encourages us, who brings us that spiritual joy into our lives. A joy that unites husband and wife. A joy that unites parents and children. A joy that brings together a family that has been broken apart by strife and greed and envy. A joy that tells them that Jesus is that precious gift that God gives out of his love, out of his peace, out of his hope for people who have strayed away from him. What wonderful joy we are given. A joy that is given to each and every one of us. A joy that strengthens. A joy that brings us celebration. We know about celebrations. We know about the baptisms, the celebrations we've gone through with the baptisms. We celebrate. We celebrated our births of our children, of Paul. He came the natural way, kind of, and baptized in church. When he was brought into the kingdom of God and God called him his child. Then there was Andrew. Andrew was born with a cord wrapped around his neck. He came out blue and floppy. And the doctor asked me if I wanted to baptize. And I just couldn't. I was overcome with emotion. And Dr. Winkler baptized him, bringing him into the kingdom of God. And then there was Joanne. We celebrated Paul and Joanne, Andrew and Joanne, and Joanne was sick right from the womb. In the hospital in Grand Forks, North Dakota, with the incubator and pulling her out, I baptized her 2 days after she was born. Celebrations. Celebrations that we are accustomed to. Births and anniversaries and weddings and all those kinds of earthly celebrations bring us joy. But here, the joy is immense joy because it's our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is born. Born for us, given to us as a Savior, redeeming us, taking our sins upon his shoulders and doing away with them 33 years later on the cross, and then rising again from that tomb to give us everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. This brings us joy. It unites us as brothers and sisters in Christ. It unites us in that joy that we have each and every day of our lives. It's a joy that's never going to go away. It's a joy that's never going to leave us because Christ himself said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So that joy, that peace is always with us because Jesus was born this night. What joy we have. And because we've been given that joy, we're able to pass that on to others. We're able to pass it on to our children and our grandchildren. We're able to pass that on to our relatives. We're able to pass that on to my mother-in-law, who's 101 plus, a joy that she has in Jesus Christ. And that's the joy God gives each and every one of us this evening and on and on and on in our lives. Yes, we have strife. Yes, we have disagreements. Yes, as husbands and wives, we also have arguments because of sin. But I remember that the portals of prayer this month has been an absolute lifting up and telling me and telling us how much we were loved and how much God tells us that he doesn't remember our sins anymore. That through Jesus, the joy that was born this night, God does not remember our sins anymore. What joy that is. What joy he passes on. What joy he gives us the strength to pass on to others. In Christ's holy name, amen.